we're going to be learning Ois Chaf in the Kuntres and Yonah Shoteres Echsidis. One of the Rebbe's Bechlal Chidushim, it's not a Chidush, but Rebbe brings it out so many times, is that all the Yonah of Pnimiyas HaTorah are expressed in Nigla de Torah as well. Because to the Rebbe, Torah is Torah Achas. It's one Torah. And therefore the Guf is upgelicht by the Neshama. The Neshama is Meir in the Guf. So whatever is true for the Neshama of Torah has to express itself in the Guf of Torah. So all these inyanim that we're talking about, the Yechidah Shebenefesh, that it's Meir in the rest of the body, the Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya, is also expressed in an interesting Halacha and Nigla as well. And the Rebbe starts explaining a Gevaldik inyan, which is actually connected to inyan and kinyan, where the Rebbe explains like this. We know that there's bechlali concept in halacha called arba av meis koinis loy, b'chol mokin. That the Chachamim made a takana based that people shouldn't fight. That if something is in your arba'amis, tefker, whatever it is, and you want to be koinit, you don't have to actually make the kinyan. It's already considered yours. It's in your reshus. Arba'amis koinis loy. And how does this kinyan work? L'chayda, it's not yours, and it's not in your reshus. But mele, if I threw something into your reshus, so your chotzer is koinit. It's able to acquire the object. But in this case, I'm just in the reshus arabim. I'm anywhere. How does the daladamis work? Chazal explained to us that the Arba Amis become considered your Chatzir. It's as if there's a walls that became your Neshus, and your Arba Amis are Koine now, Midin Chatzir, anything that falls into the Dalad Amis, just like it would fall into the Neshus. And that's why a Katan, who Mitzad Halacha doesn't have a Chatzir, he doesn't own property, doesn't have a Chatzir, so therefore, his Arba Amis doesn't work. Why shouldn't it work for a Katan? But because a Katan doesn't have Chatzir, and the whole Kenyan of Dalad Amis is Mitam Chatzir, so therefore, the same way it doesn't work, the Chatzir doesn't work for a Katan, so too the Din of Dalad Amis doesn't work for a Katan. Another thing, for example, the Chachamim only made this Takana for Kenyan. Not if someone wants to steal something, it's not considered that he acquired it, he stole it, if it's in his Dalad Amis. Because there only has to be something positive, obviously, that the Chachamim made a takana to acquire something, to prevent fighting, not to add in more distractions and to more problems. Therefore, it does not work for like Gezel and other Inyonim, it only works exclusively for Kinyan. And if you ask everybody why, so they say because of the din of Chotzer. But then there's a very famous shaila. It's a shaila on the Rambam. And Mefarshim asked the shaila. There is a din of chotzer she'ene mishtameres. You have a chotzer that's mishtamer, and therefore it's guarded. So therefore if something falls into that reshus, it's coined automatically. But then you have a chotzer which is not mishtameres. So there's no walls, whatever. It's not mishtamer. So the din is that if something falls into a chotzer she'eni mishtameres, you're not koine the object until you say zochseli sodai. You actually have to say that you want the chotzer to be koinet for you, because stamazoi, being that it doesn't have the shimur, it doesn't work on its own. The only way it works is if you say Zochseli Sadeh. That itself is a discussion, but this is the psak of the Rambam. However, when it comes to Dalad Amis, the halacha is, Dalad Amis is obviously Eini Mishtamer, because you're walking in the street, you have Dalad Amis, you're in the shul, you have Dalad Amis, there's no walls around you. Nevertheless, even if you don't say Zochseli Dalad Amis, you're still Zoicha. And to a certain extent, Dalad Amis could even be koina for the person, even if he doesn't know about it. Just the fact that it was in his Dalad Amis, he already has the kinyan. So, kshtel tzech the shayla al pi nigla. The shayla is obvious. if the whole din of Dalad Amis comes from the din of Chatzar, and Chatzar, in order for a Chatzar to work, you have to say, when it's not a Chatzar Mishtameres, you have to say Zochsili, you have to do a Pu'ula, at least, to acknowledge and to create the Chatzar. How could Dalad Amis, which is like a tulda of Chatzar, work without saying Zochsili? Since when is the derivative, since when is the tulda stronger B'mokim Av? How could the thing that we are learning out of Chatzar have a stronger Kenyan ability than the Chatzar itself? It doesn't make any sense. And this is the Shaila that the Rashba asked, the Magen Mishnah brings this down. How does this work? How could the Dalad Amis work stronger than Chatzar if Chatzar needs to say Zochsili Sodai? And the Rebbe explains the Gevaldik Inyan. That while halachically the din of Dalad Amis is a mitam chotzer, where did the Chazal get up with this idea of Dalad Amis b'chol? Norveden, a person has four dagas of his neshama. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya. Those are his four Amis. Every single person has these four dagas which extend around him. Now, sometimes the yechida shebenefesh is meir, it's awakened, and when the Yechida Shebenefesh is awakened, it activates the Chot, the Dalad Amis. And now the Dalad Amis could be koina for you. It's like alive. It became part of your Rishus. When your Yechida is ignited, so the Dalad Amis, your rest of your four parts of your Neshama, are Nisala as well. Now obviously, if you're looking to do an Aveda against the Rotzin HaElyon, so obviously then your Yechida Shebenefesh doesn't work. Yechida Shebenefesh only wants to be connected with the Eibishter. Because a Yid, Nishter Vil, Nishter Ken, uprises Ichvan Elikus. A Yid can't separate himself from Hashem. So obviously, if we're talking about someone going against the Rotzen Hashem, the Yechida Shebenefesh will never work. However, when we are looking to be koyin of something, what does the Kinyan represent? The Kinyan represents the idea of Avoides Habirurim. You're taking something which doesn't belong to you, Adover Gashmi, and you're making it, you're owning it. You're switching owners. That's what a Kinyan is. Something that belonged to somebody else, and now it's going to belong to you. Every time we're Maila, Adover Gashmi, and Etzem, we're doing a Kinyan for the Eibishter. That we are taking something which is, so to speak, out of the Eibishter's ownership in a revealed way. Obviously, everything belongs to Hashem. But we are bringing it in to the Rishus of the Eibishter. That's why this inyan of the Avoid, of this Berurim, of these Inyanim, is like a Kinyan. That is when the Yechida Shebenefesh starts shining. Yechida Shebenefesh wants to be Maila Dafke the Chutzah. Yechida Shebenefesh, we said, is ignited when it wants to reach the Mata Mata. That's where we need the Yechida Shebenefesh. And that's why in order to do a Kinyan, Yechida Shebenefesh is Nisgala and it acquires the Dover Gashmi. But when Yechida Shebenefesh is Nisgala, then it's much higher than Das. You don't have to say anymore Zeh Sodai. When Yechida Shebenefesh is Nisgala, so then it's beyond your Asog, the same way we had in the Ayoyim Yoyim of Chai Kislev. Echvil Nishnaga Elyin Atachte, Nishkan Edna Elyin, all the Dargis of Havana Vasoga, Legabe Dichalein, Legabe De'etzem, Legabe Yechida Shebenefesh is nothing. We don't need all the Heche Giluyim when you have Etzem. When Etzem is Nizgala, all the other Pratim fall away. And therefore, to acquire with the Kinyan Dalad Amis, which means when the Yechida is activated, and therefore your rest of your Neshama, the Nefer Hishuch Neshama Chaya, is able to elevate in Yonim Shebechutz, at that point you don't need Das, because you have Yechida, and Yechida is Etzem, which is Lamaila Minadas.